Cramping.
Cramping.
Well, I work with the boys, so it's the same
thing. Cramping.
Have a good time.
Oh my God. Some of the expressions he can get on his face. You got getting that stuff all over you and your hair and everywhere. Mm-mm, yummy. The other day we were up the lake and he was eating some of that Zwieback toast and it got all over him and I didn't have a wash rag, so I just took him and put him in the lake and washed him off. Yeah.
What do you call the thing that women carry all their things around in?
Purse, handbag, purse mostly.
What about a small one that you might keep change in?
Billfold.
Billfold.
Mm-hmm. Change purse.
Change purse. Well, what about the things that you might wear around your wrist for?
Bracelet.
And around the neck.
Necklace.
These things that men might wear to hold up their pants, you know, to go over the shoulders.
Suspenders. Galluses.
Galluses would be an older word for it.
That's what Granddad called.
What about the thing that you would take with you if it's raining to keep the rain off of?
An umbrella.
Have you heard that call anything?
Parasol. This is Sundown.
Hello.
Huh?
How you doing?
Fine.
Sleepy. Just rolled out of bed. You hungry?
Oh, man.
Just sit and listen for a little while, then I'll fix you something after a while. But the parasol is not used for, that was to keep the sun off of you. An umbrella's to keep the rain off of you.
Fashionable ladies.
Right. Keep you from having breakfast like I've got.
Well, what about the, if you're making up a bed, the last thing that goes on the bed, that's the
spread.
What about something that might be used in the wintertime, heavier than a spread? You hear about people getting together and making these things.
Quilts.
And the thing that you rest your head on.
The pillow.
Something like a pillow, except it's usually longer than a pillow. Might be used, I don't know if it's functional or just even that you put on the bed.
Roll-like thing, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's called. It's got a name, but I don't know what it's called.
It's called a bolster.
Yeah, bolster.
And what about this expression, if it were particularly long bolster, you might say it didn't just go all the way
across.
Have you ever heard of a temporary bed you might put down on the floor for children who are overnight or something like that?
Old beds had trundle beds, or then like a cot or something. Yuck. Super Ben. That's just great. Here.
That's your carpet.
Nah.
You ever heard that called a pallet?
Pallet, yeah. Make him a pallet every day to lie down on the floor, put the quilt down on the den floor, and he crawls around on, or trying to crawl around on a pallet.
What would you say? You might say you expect a big crop this year because the land is very
fertile.
Any term that you use for very rich, low-lying land that might have been
bottomland.
Well, what about the land that's not good for much of anything? It has water standards currently, like beavers,
swamps.
Is there anything in particular that you call very rich soil?
Loamy. I don't know. They've got some good loamy land down there around the river. I don't know. Just bottom land, good fertile. Black soil.
Any particular term for poor soil?